And sometimes when I hear the voice of Professor Bart Ehrman and the many allegations that he makes against the Word of God, sometimes I want to weep, other times I want to laugh. Some of the objections that he raises, I would imagine his students must roll their eyes at. He seems, for example, confused over the number of animals Noah took with him on the ark. And so he poses the question, does Noah take 7 pairs of all the clean animals, as Genesis 7:2 states, or just 2 pairs, as Genesis 7:9-10 indicates? Well, I'd like to pose a different question. Does it seem logical to suppose that an author gets confused within the span of a couple of sentences, or is it more likely that Professor Ehrman is straining at gnats and swallowing a camel? Is his question legitimate? Or has he once again created a problem out of whole cloth? And I don't mean to pick on him, but he's a great poster boy for not knowing how to read the Bible in any sense. I mean, he is not only a professor gone wild, he's a wooden literalist on the left. He is stuck in a fundamentalist paradigm. I mean, Ehrman has once again created a fictional problem. Why? Because if you go to the text, you find out Genesis 7:9-10 does not say that Noah is to take just 2 pairs. So he sets up this straw man by the very language that he uses. And I can't judge his heart, but I gotta think he's smarter than that. If he really wants his question answered, all he needs to do is ask one of his conservative students to simply read the context for him. Because several verses back, God says to Noah, you're to bring into the ark 2 of all living creatures, male and female. And then in Genesis 7, I think it's verse 2, God adds the following instruction, take with you 7 of every kind of clean animal, a male and its mate, and 2 of every kind of unclean animal, a male and its mate, and also 7 of every kind of bird, male and female, to keep their various kinds alive throughout the earth. And together these verses provide a sufficient answer to the question. What's the problem? And why is it that Bart Ehrman can go on Jon Stewart or CNN or PBS, write these books, and reasonable people fall for his continuous barrage that the Bible is just riddled with mistakes? Why do they buy this? Well, they buy it because they've never heard the other side of the story, and that's why I wrote a little booklet, The Bible Under Siege. It counters the Bart Ehrmans of the world. Not just Bart Ehrman, and I know I'm picking on him, but he honestly, he is an easy target. He just makes the most incredible statements, and the statements are, they're not funny. I mean, they are silly, but they're not funny. I mean, he is castigating the Lord of Glory as being a false apocalyptic prophet. I mean, that's no small charge, taking Jesus and making him to be a false prophet. He is communicating that the Bible is riddled with contradictions. He is, in essence, mocking the faith once for all delivered to the saints. And we have to have an answer. Do we have to answer a fool after his own folly? Well, in some cases, the Bible says don't do it. But in many cases, when someone has credibility or is given credibility and he's making statements like this, and someone doesn't come from the opposite perspective and say, hey, wait a minute, he set up a straw man. At first blush, and with the media sound bites, you can quickly do what Bill Maher and and Bart Ehrman and the rest of them are doing, you can laugh at the Bible. But once you look at it more closely, you have to laugh at the straw man, because the straw man looks funny. And you have to wonder why a professor, a distinguished professor, would be setting up a straw man like this. But ultimately, I guess this is the bottom line. We have to be ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within us, with gentleness and with respect. It's difficult to do sometimes, but we've got to do it. If we don't give an answer, people think there isn't an answer, and we're called to be defenders of the faith. Again, that's why I've written The Bible Under Siege, and it is available for your gift to the ministry. So there's two things that this little booklet does. One is it is a way of me saying thank you for your gift to the ministry, which we need to continue broadcasting around the globe. On the other hand, it equips you when someone who falls for the rhetoric of a Bart Ehrman thinks that the Bible is hopelessly flawed, it provides answers. In fact, it provides you discernment skills, a way of looking at the issue so you know how to think about these things. It's a little booklet, easy to read. Hopefully it'll make a big difference. You can order it through the World Wide Web at equip.org via the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or through our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI. By the way, that translates to 888-7000-274. Truth is under siege in our culture. We're not standing for it. We're going to stand on the truth. We're going to make a difference. And we're hoping and praying that God will raise an increasingly large army to stand with this ministry so we can continue doing what we do. We can't do it alone. We need you to stand with us prayerfully and financially. So again, give us a call, write me, let me know you're standing with me. It does make a huge difference.